We had stray cats on the ranch, but we wouldn't have them for long. Not if I had anything to say about it. I left Pete and Drover and marched straight over to the two bales of hay. I knocked on Madam Kitty's door. Well, tapped on one of the bales, actually, since she didn't have a... I wanted to alert her to the fact that I was there to serve a warrant. Madam? Madam Kitty? Hello? She didn't answer. I heard only a bunch of little squeaks. I moved closer so that I could peer into the space between the bales. There she was, stretched out on the ground with six kittens lined up along her belly. I looked away. I mean, it didn't seem quite proper for me to be invading her privacy and staring at her. Hello? I know you're in there. May I have a word with you?
I'm busy. Could you come back later?
I know you're busy, and no, I can't come back later. We have urgent business to discuss.
Well, all right. Go ahead and talk. I can hear you. Just don't get too close.
Oh? Why is that?
Well, I might have to knock your block off.
My ears perked up on that. Knock my block off? Is that what you said? You, a shrimpy little cat who's breaking the law, might knock my block off? Ha! That's funny. Her little voice reached my ears again.
I'm sorry to put it that way, but we mother cats have powerful reactions to dogs and loud noises. I don't want to do anything crazy.
Oh, well, good. I'd hate for you to do anything crazy.
See, I slugged a dog just a few minutes ago. I didn't want to, but he stuck his nose in here and he barked. He shouldn't have been here. He shouldn't have done that. I felt bad about it. Was he a friend of yours?
We're still debating that issue, madam. We're not sure what he is, but I know the little mutt, yes.
Please tell him I'm sorry, and please tell him not to do that again, or I'll have to knock his block off.
It was kind of funny hearing such tough language from such a timid little cat. I enjoyed a private chuckle, and then returned to the unpleasant business of being head of ranch security. I cleared my throat. All right, ma'am. I'm here to inform you of your rights. You don't have any. I'm sorry you chose to bring your litter of kittens to my haystack, but you did, and now you have to leave. There was a moment of silence.
But how can I leave?
I have no idea. No doubt it won't be easy, but surely you're not the first cat in history to face this challenge. You'll think of something. And just remember, this is your problem, not mine. I'm just doing my job. I'll be back in 2 or 3 hours. I sincerely hope you'll be gone.
Silence.
Hello? Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'll do my best.
Great. Doing our best is the best we can do. I wish you luck on your long journey away from here. Goodbye.
I marched away, feeling slightly... Well, how would you feel, ordering a scrawny mother cat and her six children off your place? It didn't make me feel real proud of myself, to be honest about it. But that's the price you pay for being head of ranch security. This job is more than cookies and milk. Sugar and spice, whatever. Whatever it is, it's not always pleasant. But that was my problem, and I would have to figure out how to live with it. And I would. I marched back to Drover. He had been watching, and he said, "What happened?"
I told her to clear out. I told her she couldn't keep her kittens on this ranch.
His eyes widened.
"You told her that? That's awful!"
"What's awful about it? We're paid to enforce ranch law, Drover."
"Yeah, but she's a mother."
"Right. Every mother on earth is a mother. Your mother was a mother."
Yeah, but...
If your mother had dumped a litter of kittens on this ranch, I would have thrown her off, too.
Yeah, but she never would have done a thing like that.
No? What makes you so sure?
Well, she was a dog, and dogs can't have kittens.
I gave him a glare of purest steel.
Are you trying to make a mockery of this investigation? Do I need you to tell me that your mother couldn't have had kittens?
Well, I...
You take a mole and make a mountain out of it, Drover.
No, she was a dog, just a plain old dog.
What are you talking about?
My mother, dear old Mom, she was just a dog.
Of course she was a dog. What's your point?
You said she was a mole, but she wasn't.
His lower lip began to tremble.
And I don't think it's very nice of you to say that she was a mole.
I took a deep breath of air, walked a few steps away, and tried to clear the sawdust and cobwebs out of my head. I looked up at the clouds. I studied the trees on the horizon. Only then did I return to Drover and his lunatic conversation.
Let's start again, Drover, and just forget about your mother.
A tear slid down his cheek.
First you call her an ugly mole, then you tell me to forget about her. And now you're gonna throw that poor little mother cat off the ranch. Sometimes I just think you're terrible.
Will you dry up? What's the big deal about the cat? Have you forgotten that she slapped you on the nose?
Yeah, but I deserved it. If I'd been a mother cat and I'd barked at my kittens, I would have slugged me too.
Wait a second. Hold it. Halt. Say that again. I missed something.
Well, let's see here.
He sat down, hiked up his leg, and began scratching his left ear. I gave him a scowl. Must you scratch while we're talking?
It helps me think. Now, let's see. If I were a cat with six kittens, and then if I were a dog without any kittens...
Stop right there. If you were a cat, you couldn't be a dog.
Yeah, but this is just plaque.
I stared into the vast emptiness of his eyes.
What is plaque?
Plaque, only you can shorten it to plaque and save some time.
I have a better idea for saving some time. Why don't you shut your trap and stop spreading chaos and confusion? You get me so messed up, I don't know whether it's raining or Tuesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hush, Drover, and let's get some work done. We have our ranch to run.
Yeah, but my mother wasn't an ugly mole.
Okay, Drover, she wasn't a mole.
Or ugly.
She wasn't an ugly mole, and I never said she was, but never mind. Let's get back to work. And please hush.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I hurried away before he could say anything that might send me over the edge of the brink. You know, there are times when I think that Drover is really and truly... I don't even have a word for it, so let's just skip it. Slim had just finished topping out his load of hay. He'd stacked it six high on the flatbed. It appeared to be a pretty decent job of stacking, but of course he would need to tie it down with a couple of ropes. I mean, that was a standard precaution we followed on the ranch. Driving over rough ranch roads, a guy could plant bales of hay in spots where he didn't want them to be. Slim jumped down, dusted off his hands, and studied the load.
What do you think, Pooch? Is that the best job of stacking you ever saw?
It was a pretty good load, but it needed to be tied down.
You know, I don't have any ropes with me. And you know what else?
Our eyes met. I gave my tail slow wags, as if to say, surely you're not thinking.
He grinned.
That's such a bodacious fine job of stacking. I think it'll ride all the way to the pasture without ropes.
See, I knew it. Too lazy to go back to the saddle shed for ropes.
That'll make up for some of the time we wasted on that fence. Come on, pup, load up, and let's get this show on the road.
Okay, fine. I tried to warn him, but had he listened? Oh no. Who was I, after all? Merely the head of ranch security. Just a dumb dog who happened to know quite a bit more about hauling hay than Mr. Slim Chance did, and who could smell disaster in the wind. You just wait and see what happened.